A warm welcome to St Swithin's. Today is the fourth Sunday after Trinity, and Leon is preaching for us and encourages us to think about rest in the ups and downs of our lives at the moment. And so as we come to worship together in our homes, but yet as a community, may we find God's perfect rest, whatever our situations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Come to us, God of our liberation, embrace us and free us. Amen. As we prepare to say sorry to God, let us take a moment of quiet to recall our behaviour, our relationships, our attitude over the past few days. What do we need to repent of? What have we ignored or stayed silent on that we should say sorry for? Loving God, our Maker and our Redeemer, this is your world and we are your people. Come among us and save us. We have seen the ill treatment of others, and we have not gone to their aid. Lord, in your mercy.
Lord, in your mercy.
We have condoned evil and dishonesty, and failed to strive for justice. Christ, in your mercy.
Christ, in your mercy.
We have not loved you with all our heart, nor our neighbours as ourselves. Lord, in your mercy.
Lord, in your mercy. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by the Spirit, and raise us to new life in the risen Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest,
and peace to all people on earth.
Find a way to rejoice knowing that God loves us and makes us whole. Maybe have a quick dance to your favourite tune, tell a funny joke, shut your eyes and feel God's loving embrace warming you. Picture a place where you feel one with God. Today we're going to sing the Gloria we sang last week again. In fact, we're going to hear Juliet and Richard singing last week's Gloria again as on our attempt. It sounded terrible, but do join in, making as merry a noise as you can. Find something to shake, bang, or just clap along.
Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Lord God, heavenly King, peace you bring to us. We worship you, we give you thanks, we sing our song of praise. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Jesus, Saviour of all, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away our sins, O Lord, have mercy on us all. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. At the Father's right hand, Lord, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Glory, Father and Son, glory, Holy Spirit, to hands up high, we glorify your name. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo.
And the special prayer for today. Gracious Father, by the obedience of Jesus, you brought salvation to our wayward world. Draw us into harmony with your will, that we may find all things restored in him, our Saviour Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let every word be the fruit of action and reflection. Reflection alone without action or tending towards it is mere theory, adding its weight when we are overloaded with it already. Action alone without reflection is being busy pointlessly. Honour the word eternal and speak to make a new world possible.
May we be open to the word eternal. May we look with wonder and childlike awe. May we be open to reflect and inspire to action. Amen.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Come to me, all who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. That sounds like what we need right now. We've all been through a lot, and we could do with some rest. To those of you who know the old prayer book service, these are very familiar words, where they're introduced every week as the comfortable words that Christ spoke to all who turn to him. So how do we get the rest we've been promised? I wonder, when people heard the old service, how much comfort did those words bring? In past times when everyone desperately needed rest, did these words reassure? When people heard them at St. Swithin's, as they considered the latest dispatches from the front during the First World War? When people heard them in St. Mary's Lewisham during the 17th century plague outbreak? But then I think of how the first hearers of Matthew's Gospel would have heard them, Jewish followers of Christ who had suffered the trauma of seeing the temple destroyed and then being driven out of the synagogues as the church separated from Judaism. What was the rest they sought? At first glance, these words are making an excessively simplistic promise. As we all know, the Christian life is not guaranteed to comprise only of rest. Some will argue that the rest will come in the next life. But for me, I believe the good news in this life is at least as important, so that won't satisfy me. Yet others will hear these words, conclude they're an absurdly simplistic promise, and be very sceptical of all the claims of the Gospels. So, can we find any rest? As we try and work out what on earth this might mean and how we might get some rest, It's worth pointing out that the passage immediately before our reading for today consists of Jesus highly praising John the Baptist and his harsh life in the desert, a life far removed from comfortable living in palaces. And between the bit about John the Baptist that we didn't hear and the bit about being the weary being given rest, we have a couple of bits about children. These things are hidden from the wise and revealed to children, we heard. So what's a more childlike way of looking for rest? But we also have the squabbling children at the start of our passage, to which Jesus compares his generation, and it's a safe bet that we're no better. They seem to be different children than the ones who have these things revealed to them. We played the flute and you didn't dance. We wailed and you didn't mourn, they said. The mistake that these children seem to be making is that they want it all one extreme way. One lot think it's totally time for dancing and there's no room for sadness. The other lot think it's totally a time for mourning and there's no room for joy. But they're both wrong. Or rather, they're just playing games. In one game, you're only allowed to dance, and in another, you're only allowed to mourn. But if we look at the world as it really is, not as we think it ought to be, there's always sadness and always joy. We must mourn, and we must also dance. I feel after the last few weeks, I'm an expert in children squabbling, and in children's games that sometimes seem very far from reality. But actually, far more often over the last few weeks, I've been amazed about how well my children are playing together. Amazing imaginative games form around the reality of some of the random places we've been asking them to play recently. Games that work for both of them and include elements important for both of them. Maybe the children who know the things hidden from the wise are like that, seeing the reality of our world, seeing what's really there with childlike honesty, seeing it in all the joy and sadness, and seeing in it the vast creative possibilities. I wonder whether this image of the children squabbling is actually a powerful illustration of mistakes we waste a lot of energy on that create some of our burdens. We want things to be a nice, clear picture that's completely one thing or the other. We want to know if we should dance or mourn, but we want to know we only should do one. At the moment, we either want things to be locked down so we're all safe, or completely back to normal. Everything in the middle is what frightens us. One moment we're appalled about one neighbour who started standing a metre away from the others before it was allowed, and the next moment by another neighbour who seems to be far too cautious. And we have the same desire for certainty even when there's not a pandemic. We construct some tidy idea that it's all like that, rather than looking at the world for what it really is. We hope that it'll be easier, but it's work to invent these ideas and work to deal with what happens when they don't match reality. I believe that if we look at reality as it really is, we're looking at the world like a child does, but also looking at the world like God does. That is where we will find God. But to do so is one of those very easy things that's actually very difficult. We need to stop doing something that we've always done, which is to pretend that the half of the life we can't face at the moment isn't there. We want to say it's just time to mourn or just time to dance, not to see the whole picture. But if we try slightly harder, we'll be seeing the world very slightly more like God does. That won't bring the magic rest we might have hoped for. But maybe it's the most restful approach to our lives we have. Maybe this will bring us more strength to cope with the hard times when they come back, and when they come back, a more grounded reality to cope with the joyful times. So maybe try. I invite you now to think of something that makes you mourn and something that makes you dance. I expect for many of us, the mourning may well be literal and the dancing may well be metaphorical. But think of both of them at the same time now. Both joy and tears, both mourning and dancing are together part of the whole of life that we're living. I pray that over the next week, we are able to look at the world with more childlike wonder. Look at the world with the eyes of a child, with the eyes of God. And so to learn what the world really is, a place loved by God. And I pray that in this we might find some rest. Amen.
We come now to our profession of faith. We remember that we are joined together as a family despite not being able to meet in person at the moment. Our faith holds us all, whoever we are, however we come to God.
We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. Come, God of us all, that we may find rest and peace in you. We pray for all those in our world who are wearied by injustice, for all those who are dispirited by trauma, for all those who see the greatness of the task facing them. We remember our global neighbours who are suffering with barriers of poverty, poor healthcare, environmental challenges and conflict. We come to you with our tiredness and weariness. God, we come to you.
Give us rest and refreshment.
Come, God of us all, that we may find rest and peace in you. We give thanks for those who labour for the coming of the kingdom. We pray for our church leaders as we begin to tentatively return to our church buildings, especially for those exhausted by the challenges of lockdown. We remember the parishes in our deanery and all churches in Hither Green who share with us as we seek to share God's love. We come in faith, hope and love. God, we come to you.
Give us rest and refreshment.
Come, God of us all, that we may find rest and peace in you. We pray for all those who are struggling to see the way forward, for those in education who are uncertain how to progress, for those in business who are suffering with the economic situation, for those at home who feel isolated and frustrated. We come as we are.
God, we can come to you. Give us rest and refreshment.
Come, God of us all, that we may find rest and peace in you. We pray for all those who are fearful, those who are suffering with poor health, those who are depressed, and those in any kind of need. We especially remember today David, Don, Ruby, Rossi and family, Tanisha, Talibai, Kevin, Elizabeth and family, Ivy, John, Lena, Shanette, Susan, Margaret, Sydney, Edith, Vanda, Lorna, Ina and Stephen, and any known personally to us. We remember them now in a moment of silence. God, we come to you.
Give us rest and refreshment.
Come, God of us all, that we may find rest and peace in you. We remember before God those who have died. We remember Gladys, Edward, Oscar, George, John and Roy, and all who have loved and who are no longer on earth. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord,
and let light perpetual shine upon them.
Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And we join together in the prayer Jesus taught us. Rejoicing in God's new creation, we pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
We come now to the peace. God is love, and those who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Who could you share God's peace with? Peace with you.
Peace with you.
And now for our blessing. Good and gracious God, grant us refreshment, renewal, restoration, that in God's power we may live and work to God's glory, and the blessing of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Spirit be with us now and always. Amen.
Amen. We go from here, blessed for the journey that lies before us, and strengthened for the challenges we may yet face. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.
And the notices. There's an extraordinary PCC meeting on Wednesday via Zoom. If you're on the PCC and can't access Zoom, we'll open the church for you, and please arrange that with Juliet. The church will be open for private prayers from 10 to 11 on Wednesday and on Saturday. Thank you for everyone who's helping with that. In the absence of food and bag collections, we're invited to donate online to the Trussell Trust. And if you know anyone in need, please let Mother Juliet know, as we're working with others who can help. And finally, birthdays and celebrations. Happy birthday to everyone who's had a birthday recently.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! May God